25 years is a long time in the life of any nation. Don't let us forget that it took about the same period of time, between 20, 25, at most 30 years, for countries that we admire today to turn things around for themselves. Here I'm referring to Singapore, Malaysia, South Korea, and perhaps even Thailand. All these countries took 20, 25, at most 30 years to turn things around. So if we are 25 years in this republic, we have not succeeded in turning things around, well, we should celebrate the fact that we still remain a united country despite the political differences. But I don't think it's something we need to over-celebrate, because looking back, we could have done so much.
Prof, where did we go wrong?
I think, by and large, we have to respect the Constitution, because that's the framework that regulates our government. And the Constitution places limitations on how long a leader can be. But I think even within those limitations, our leaders could have been bolder in taking decisions that could have turned things around. For instance, I made reference to the so-called strong men in Rwanda, in Ethiopia, in the Southeast Asian countries. Our first president had almost 19 years as strong man, but we did not see those kinds of changes. Subsequently, leaders who came did the best they could, but unfortunately, their best wasn't good enough to turn things around. So, for us, I'm talking about leadership in this. I would also like to say that we as Ghanaians, we need to critically examine our attitude, because we have not been too helpful in moving this country forward. Look, the attitude of corruption that we normally label against the current leaders, it cuts across. Go to any civil service or see the policeman on the road. Seek admission for your child in school. Even churches, there are some practices that are inimical to national development. So I think we need a radical shake-up in our attitude towards the nation, towards our society.
Professor Jumanduya said, going forward, Ghana's educational system, attitude towards development and values must be critically looked at for the country to wrap shoulders with other developed countries.
I wouldn't like to spend time on our educational system, because it's our educational system that produces the kind of people that we have. And I think now that we have a free SHS, we should turn our attention very quickly to the content of education that will develop the kinds of values and attitudes that we have to have towards our development. That is a major issue. I think, by and large, our national development has not taken a critical look at the value system that we put. If we say we are not doing well, it's not because of the value system. The countries that I have just mentioned are doing well. If you go there, you find that their value systems are different from ours. Why would a Ghanaian eat on the street anywhere and school there? The price somewhere. Why are our taxes choked? On and on and on and on. It all boils down to attitude. Unfortunately, even though we are a republic, our ability to enforce leaves much to be desired. So law enforcement is another sector that we don't need to talk about. So I'm saying 25 years we've done well, no doubt. Ghana is not the same 25 years ago.
Governance expert Professor Bafo Ajimanduya.